Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The past few years, whistleblowers with high levels of security clearance have been coming forward and revealing that our government may know more than it's letting on about visitors from another world or another dimension. Are all these high-ranking individuals merely fabricating their sworn testimony, or is it more likely our government is keeping the public in the dark? This week's episode is Immaculate Constellation, UAP Update, Part 1.
In the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed. You'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinister Who?
Shit's popping off, dude. We had to make two episodes.
Shit's popping off daily.
Literally.
Popping up.
Popping
from
up.
From the oceans. Oh. I feel vindicated. I feel fucking like our should. Theories have been proven.
Yes. Yes.
And continue to be proven.
It really does, especially our conversation with Randall Nickerson, who directed the Aerial Phenomenon documentary, which we talked about the Aerial School UFO incident. Similarities here that we'll point out. But it's interesting when you have phenomenon from all over the world in different decades, and then things start matching up.
I thought about good old Randall many times during this because he said also, what's the first thing you would do if you were going to a foreign place? You would check out their military bases and see what you're up against. And so many of these sightings happen around military bases, or as they call them, sensitive areas.
Yes, our sensitive sites. Yeah, you're right. And Randall's not the only one. I've heard that echoed by multiple experts we'll talk about in this and part two as well. Briefly, though, we do want to say we heard that Emily Trim, who is one of the witnesses of the Aerial School incident, recently passed away. So may she rest in peace and her memory live on, because she was one of the brave ones that really drew a lot of the pictures afterwards as well and used her art to kind of express that. So it's, I always hate when somebody who has seen this in real life passes away before they can really get that confirmation of like, no, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Like what you saw was real.
That vindication. Well, whatever plane she is on, perhaps she's knows more than even we do now about all of this. Well, I am very excited about these next two episodes because all I do lately is read and watch and talk about aliens.
Yeah.
So seems fitting that we're finally discussing it on air.
I was like, is it just my FYP? But then people in comments were like, no, these there are things flying in the skies all over the place, and that we might know what they are. Well, somebody out there knows what they are. At least that's what we think.
Something knows what they are.
Dun, dun,
well,
dun.
I'm Christy.
I'm Heather.
And let's get into it. Since our coverage in 2020, more information has emerged on UAPs, or so-called unidentified aerial phenomena. In 2021, former CIA director John Brennan said,
I think some of the phenomenon we may be seeing continue to be unexplained and might be some type of phenomenon that results from something that we don't yet understand and could involve some type of activity that some might say constitutes a different form of life. He ran the CIA, so...
This is going to sound maybe ignorant, But throughout this, they refer to like non-human a lot, to which I would say a lot of things that are living that we know of are non-human.
That's a great point.
So
machine intelligence is non-human.
Or animal any intelligence? Animal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like octopus, squid. I mean, so there's a lot of very intelligent non-human things. But I feel like they're trying to imply aliens, robots, something like that. But they're so vague in their descriptions, intentionally, I believe, that it's just, you know, your mind is left to fill in the gaps of like, well, what do you exactly mean by non-human?
Yeah, especially some of the higher ranking officials that seemingly are kept out of the loop. And they're like, non-human. And it's like, well, do you know? And you're just not telling us, or even mm-hmm. you don't even know.
Right. You're like, I know it's not one of us, but I don't really know mm-hmm. what it is. In 2023, the U.S. government's disclosure of its UAP knowledge took another dramatic turn when David Grush, a high-ranking former intelligence officer, testified before Congress. Grush claimed he had been informed by credible sources the U.S. government had recovered both crafts and biological materials of non-human origin. His testimony captivated public attention and sparked intense debate over the transparency of government operations related to UAPs. At the hearing, Representative Nancy Mace asked Grush,
"Do you believe the government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?"
Grush replied,
"That's something I can't discuss in a public setting."
He called them
biologics,
prompting Mace to ask,
"Human or non-human biologics?"
Grush replied,
"Non-human."
What does that mean? What's a non-human biologic? Just matter? Like a jellyfish?
Something like that. I don't know if it's like a gathering of plasma energy that somehow displays intelligent movement. But the term biologics is interesting, which would indicate mm-hmm. to me that it's something that's like replicating and also, touchable. Like it's, you know, yeah. physical.
Biologic matter to me would mean living mm-hmm. Cells of some sort. I mean, I don't think they've got cells like we've got cells. No. Maybe, I don't know.
You can call me on my cell.
It's just the alien. They have, they don't even need cell phones where they are. They just think it and it immediately goes to their friend.
Convenient.
But again, the scientific kind of sterile terminology that they use, I think is fear-inducing a bit.
Yeah, and you wonder, like, is it because higher up said, and I know that with a lot of these whistleblowers, they do filter what they're going to say through still intelligence circles. Like you still have to say like, am I going to go to jail for this? Like
yeah.
you can whistleblow to a certain extent, but then there's like, you can say this, but you can't say these details or whatever. Which
like
I think
an NDA kind of.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll kind of get to it more in part two when we talk more about like Lou Elizondo's, what he's revealed as well. But I think a lot of the cases too is like the people who have done the experimentation on them or like reviewed them is like a super small circle of people. Mm-hmm. So then you get to be like, well, did you get to actually touch it? And it's like, no, I got to see it, but they didn't let me like investigate it. Or I got to read this report or review this footage of it, but I didn't get to actually like touch it because they're not just giving them to anybody.
How do I get in that room?
Trying to in the room where it happens, the room where it, and that's the alien autopsy is what I'm talking about.
I mean,
about.
How high of a clearance? Probably somebody we don't even maybe know of.
Yeah, yeah, non-elected officials is yeah. who it seems like is who's got their
military
hands on
military officials that
military DOD non-elected.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. After a House briefing by Grush behind closed doors in early 2024, Representative Anna Paulina Luna of Florida told reporters Grush referred to the entities as
interdimensional.
When pressed for what that meant, Luna replied,
"He said interdimensional. He refused to use certain terms. I think it's incredibly important to listen to the specific words that Grush uses. He never said extraterrestrial or alien."
In a February 2024 podcast interview after the closed-door briefing, Representative Luna said,
"I can tell you, based on my investigations, not in a classified setting, that I absolutely believe that there are things that are advanced technologies not of human origin." So, like,
how many
she's
more
in
people
Congress.
Do we need telling us that this is out there before we all start to believe it?
Right. It's what kills me when I see some reporting on this. And I have a soapbox for So What Do We Think? But to sort of go like hand wave and go, none of this is real and it's not true. And you're like, okay, well, people are testifying. Congressional members are being briefed. What do you mean by not real and not true? Like, someone is under sworn testimony to talk to Congress. Maybe they'll
presumably
lie.
Presumably, they're telling the truth.
Well, if they're lying, they'll go to jail. So they haven't gone to jail.
True. I have a theory, though. It is a conspiracy.
Hell yeah.
What if they are being told to testify before Congress by other military higher-ups or congressional higher-ups because it's a look over here type of tactic to distract from what they might not want us to be paying attention to? And in that case, I don't think you would go to jail because they're just patsies, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that if that is true, it is an extreme amount of making up like life stories behind this just based on what
I'm
they testify
I'm not saying
about.
I think it's true. This is just a conspiracy theory I've been knocking around because there are so many whistleblowers that come forward. And like we just talked about in the mini-show we just recorded about the Boeing whistleblowers, it destroys your life. Like the impetus for doing something like that, you assume, comes from a place of, I can no longer carry this burden alone. I have to let everyone know what's really going on. And then, just like the mini-sode, you're just gaslighted by your own people that it's like, no, you didn't really see that. You don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. He's making it all up. And you're like, well, that's become his whole life. And now he lives in a van down by the river. Mm-hmm. So I hope it was all worth it for him.
In April of 2024, the Pentagon declassified documents revealing a proposed Department of Homeland Security initiative, codenamed Kona Blue. This program aimed to acquire and reverse engineer advanced aerospace vehicles, or AAVs, or UAPs. The proposal outlined a budget starting between $12 million and $15 million for the first year, escalating to over $50 million in subsequent years, with the goal of assessing recovered advanced technology and determining its potential threat capabilities. What's wild to me, and I'm not flippantly saying $12 million and $15 million isn't a ton of money. Of course, that's an insane amount of money. But when we recently just discussed that the DOD's military budget is $50 billion, this seems like a drop in the bucket of what could be allocated towards something like this.
Well, and that's exactly the argument of Immaculate Constellation, is that this DHS program is the department. So they're the three-letter agencies are all very siloed, and that's a huge problem, right? So the Department of Homeland Security is over here. They're like, our job is to protect our borders, and we think that these crashed UAVs should be, or AAVs and UAPs should be reverse engineered. Well, then the DOD is like, there's no such thing as UAPs. Don't look at this line item budget for black box things that we're doing over here. Don't worry about that. And it's like, well somebody should reverse engineer them. And it turns
out
like,
we are doing it. We just don't want you to know.
Exactly. They're like, shut up, please. And stop. And so I think
you're blowing our cover.
Yeah. And they're like, stop trying to cuck us. This is our shit. I mean, truly.
Why can't it be everybody's shit?
Because the more
people helping. Perhaps the more, faster we can get these advancements and figure stuff out if everybody's working on the same team. But that doesn't sound like America.
No, I mean, that's the argument. That's what all these whistleblowers want, is that, hey, let's all put all this in one big bucket and we'll all, scientists and military people and inventors and everybody, can reverse engineer it. And the DOD's like, nope. It's far too sensitive. And only like four defense contractors should know. And only a certain cadre of like 20 people at the DOD should know. And that's all.
And I'm trying to get in that cadre.
Me too, baby. Let me in.
Despite initial approval from DHS's undersecretary, Kona Blue was ultimately disapproved by the deputy secretary, supposedly due to concerns about its justification and personnel and budget requirements, since anyone involved would need to be in a special access program requiring high security clearance. Consequently, Kona Blue was never formally established. However, its planned existence demonstrated that the government takes the reverse engineering of UAPs seriously. News Nation special correspondent and author of In Plain Sight, Ross Coulthard, reported bureaucracy was to blame for the program's failure to launch, saying,
"I'm told there's a split between the intelligence community and the Defense Department. The Pentagon has decided to bluff it out and go it alone. There are people who are passionately of the view that there is authentic, recovered, non-human technology in the possession of the United States, and they are determined to get access to it so that its utility can be exploited."
Now that sounds like the American way.
Yeah, yeah. That's the key. It's like the Pentagon has decided to go it alone. It seems to be he's not wrong. He's not the only one saying that either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those passionate individuals apparently decided to become a whistleblower. On October 8th, 2024, journalist Michael Schellenberger published an article titled,
"Pentagon is illegally hiding secret UFO program from Congress, whistleblowers allege."
In it, he described a report from an insider, identified only as a current or former employee of the government, detailing a government program called Immaculate Constellation.
Try not to say conception.
The amount of times I have and almost Googled that, it is, I mean, there's only so many names I guess you can call something, but it seems like maybe it was a bit intentional.
That they're like, wink.
According to the piece, Immaculate Constellation is an ultra-secret program known as a USAP, or Unacknowledged Special Access Program. It served as a parent program with several other SAPs under its umbrella, and its main functions were to document UAPs, gather human intelligence, and conduct retrieval and response to crashed UAPs. The collection of footage in the form of photos, videos, and audio of UAP behavior were gathered in a database stored on the Department of Defense servers. Schellenberger's sources claim the database contains hundreds, maybe thousands, of high-resolution photos and videos of UAPs.
Release it to the public.
And what have we been saying? How can you put a man on the moon back in 69, but you can't have a high-definition picture of this? They're out there.
Yeah.
They just have them all locked underground somewhere with a guard outside the door.
No, truly. You think like, well, whoever saw this can just turn it over. It's like, well, if your commanding officer is like, you didn't see anything. And you're like, well, outside the window of my airplane, they're like, you didn't see anything. Delete the emails from your server. And you're like, sir, yes, sir. Like that, the whole purpose is that you say yes, sir, and move on. And if you decide to whistleblow outside the confines of the laws, you end up like in exile in another country because they really will arrest you for this.
Yeah. And that's wrong and scary and sad that you in a position that is one of the most honored and noble that somebody can have, you're told like, you got to keep all this secret. The public can't know what's going on. And it's like, you mean the public that you're employed to protect?
Yeah, who pays your salary with our tax dollars?
Yeah. You don't make the decision of what I should and shouldn't know. Thank you very much.
That's what's happening.
I'll be the judge of what my brain can handle, and I think I can take this.
You're like, you don't know what kind of shit I've been looking at on the internet, man. Like, I'm ready.
Anything you say to me isn't even going to faze me. You have no idea what my – but that's what I mean. Like, your brain fills in these gaps. So but then I'm like – what if the shit they know is even worse? And that's why they're not telling us, because the public will just lose their ever-loving minds.
Yeah, there's the things like the reference to physical reactions that people have. That's what makes me nervous. So, but also I'm like, tell me so I know not to go near it.
Right? Or what to do if you see one, how to get away.
They're like, ma'am.
If you need to, or how to get on that
ship. I was going
to
say, they're like fully nude, downward dog in your yard. Just.
Yeah. I'm like, what kind, like, what is their vibe? What kind of, what are they looking for? I'll be that girl for a month and just get on up there, see what's going on, ask to be dropped back down.
Yeah.
Hopefully they comply.
They're going to be polite. They're good dates. They'll drop you back home afterwards. Sinisterhood will be right back.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The report also alleges that the executive branch has been managing these issues
without congressional knowledge, oversight, or authorization for some time, quite possibly decades.
The whistleblower calls it
a criminal conspiracy that keeps the elected government of the United States and its citizens ignorant to profound discoveries and dire threats originating from the existence of UAP, NHI, and their technologies. Which NHI is government speak for non-human intelligence.
Mm. So they're saying, theoretically, even like the president might not exactly know what's going on. Like high-ranking officials are kept in the dark, much like the rest of us, because the DOD rules it all.
Yes, it is the belief of those who control this program that elected officials are temporary employees, which, I mean, technically they are, but they kind of say, like, why would we expose this really, you know, sensitive information to somebody who might not even be around in 2 years if they're congresspeople, 4 years if they're presidents? It is my understanding from Schellenberger's written testimony that Obama was briefed slightly on it, and then Trump
was, because they're like, you get to know, you're a good one.
Well, and apparently Trump said on the Joe Rogan interview, and has said in a separate interview as well, like, oh, they tell me stuff, and what I know would blow your mind. So he's already claiming he knows stuff. The question is, was he really told by the DOD? Was he told, like, the allegation is other officials were only told partial information, or, you know, you tell him something fake because you're like, I don't know, he might spill it. Yeah, a Joe Rogan interview.
I don't know that I would trust him with any kind of sensitive information. Also, most likely, they're like, we got to reverse engineer this so we can shoot him off into space.
They're like, we will figure this out with NHI or without it. But yeah, it seems like there's a, it's exactly, we always talk about Eisenhower warning about the military-industrial complex. It is these contractors that were entrusted, and granted, there are people with security clearance working at these contractors, but have been entrusted with either the craft or the biologics, like the bodies. Mm-hmm. And because they are so sensitive, the materials are so sensitive that none of our elected officials are made known about it. Which, on the one hand, security clearance. On the second hand, the Constitution quite literally says that the Congress gets to determine how the money gets spent, and therefore they need to be informed on the Pentagon's budget and use of, and it fails its audits all the time. It says, like, we use money for this. And then when you audit where they're using the money, it's failed like 7 audits in a row. So it's like, well, where's the money going? And they're like, shut up.
Where's it all going?
Aliens.
While the report does not disclose dates of the UAP events, multiple sightings are described in detail. During daylight hours, a Navy P-3 Orion aircraft conducting operations over the ocean observed a group of 12 metallic orbs through forward-looking infrared, or FLIR, sensors. Initially, the orbs were seen skimming rapidly across the ocean's surface before dispersing in multiple directions. 9 of the objects then regrouped into a compact, quote, cuboid formation, creating the visual impression of a cube. Well, it sounds like they're organized.
Yeah, they really are. And I think that's why they changed the term from UFO to UAP, is because they don't just fly. They also can skim on top of the water, and then the transmedium travel, they can go from the air into the water and back out again, which is another thing. Anybody that's listening that's a skeptic, you should give a shit about this, even if you don't think it's non-human, even if you don't think that means one of our adversaries has military capability that is shocking our pilots. And these are pilots that we trust to fly. I don't know how much a P-3 Orion aircraft, but like an F-22 is like $215 million. Mm-hmm. So if you trust these people enough to fly $215 million around, why would you then be like, but what you saw, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, here are the keys. It's like,
yeah, no, I think that they're very intelligent individuals and they know what they saw, but they were told to keep their mouths shut, like you said.
Mm-hmm. But that's so freaky to see 12 separate things then go whoop and form a cube.
Up in the sky, too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, I guess if you're a pilot and you know how to fly, it's different. But I always feel like I would rather fight a bear on land than a shark in the water, because exactly. I'm at a disadvantage in the water already. I mean, either way, I'm dead. But I have more of a fighting chance, I feel like, in the woods.
Yeah.
But if you're up there in the sky and, first of all, you're at a disadvantage just because of that, but also the technology you're using, while you think this costs $215 million. You're like, there's not even a price can't be put on whatever the hell that is.
Right? It's like, what I have cannot do that. Mm-mm. And no. I can't even track it sometimes with the very expensive avionics in front of me.
Mm-hmm. And the sky, man, dude, just goes on and on.
Especially if you're used to seeing things move in a certain way and then it zip zaps around you. You're just like, I got to focus, man, because I can get this thing landed. Oh, don't panic.
The UAPs then transitioned into a three-pronged arrangement, forming a vertical cube structure approximately 4 miles above the ocean. The FLIR footage captured the orbs as intensely white-hot against the black background, with subtle heat distortions and shimmering contrails radiating around them. Demonstrating remarkable acceleration and precision, the formation eventually dispersed, leaving two orbs to continue along the original trajectory.
And I'm curious because I don't know that, obviously we don't know what these are, but you hear reports of orbs that seem to split off and then come back together. So it's hard. I just would love to know what they were to know.
Also, the super hotness of them, which Simon earlier was asking a bunch of questions about planets. And then he started, which I didn't know the answers to, FYI, but Ella did.
Nice.
He was like, what's the biggest planet in our solar system? And I was like, and Ella's like, Jupiter.
Nice.
And I was like, well, what's the smallest? I still consider Pluto a planet, but it's a dwarf planet. And then I think she said, I don't remember. I know Mercury's the hottest because she was like, that one's the closest to the sun.
Yeah, that's just bad. That's Mercury got there too early and got a seat too close to the front. It's like too hot, but
it's like you get there late at the movies, you gotta sit in the front row, and then you're like,
craning your neck back, and just constant solar flares burning you.
But all that to say, the bright, white, hot, almost like a magma type of, you know, like a lava lamp type stuff, like that type of thing, but super, super hot.
Yeah,
sounds almost like a break off of some type of planet or star, or something was utilized in a way where it can travel through or to atmospheres like that and be okay.
Yeah, something with that shimmery contrail and just the speed with which all these are flying. And that's, again, like some of our jets fly so fast and these things leave them in the dust. And it's like we could never even fly that fast.
While conducting surveillance near a sensitive facility, a different Navy P-3 Orion aircraft recorded FLIR footage of an oval-shaped UAP flying at low altitude. Initially, the UAP appeared to be part of routine air traffic, but abruptly made a rapid and unexpected turn toward the ocean. The object's extraordinary speed and sharp maneuvers were unlike any known conventional aircraft. Advanced sensors on board the aircraft tracked the UAP momentarily before it moved out of range.
That's another one people see, are these egg-like shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Big old flying egg.
Going right down toward the ocean, back to home. and most of these occur over the ocean as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we're all starting to see
patterns.
Yeah, and also that, like with so many things, the media kind of in Hollywood kind of controls like what we think of things. And for decades, centuries, it's been like little green men come from outer space and come down. And everyone just kind of forgot about like, oh, the majority of the planet's covered in water and we don't know shit about the ocean. So, or do you think stuff's down there?
Yeah, and you're right. I think the sensitive facilities are a part of it as well, particularly ones that are kind of fit in that Venn diagram where it's a nuclear site or a military site and also near water. That's where you see like a ton of these. But yeah, you're right. I think the kind of misleading nature of between Hollywood and I think official reports up until this time have been on purpose. And we've heard some of these whistleblowers say, people that have come forward before have been threatened, like, we're going to make you look crazy. We're going to ruin your life. Mm-hmm. And they do. And oftentimes these people you see are, mocked into ruin when they were just raising their hand about something that they'd seen.
Yeah. And something I don't know that we'll ever get an answer to, and perhaps it's just fear or control, is whenever this was very first discovered, the first person saw something that was like, that wasn't made by a human. At that point, if it had just been disclosed, and then it's like, this is a known thing that we all know, the fear subsides, because then it's just becomes like a thing that we all grow up with and we all know about. But instead, it's like fear mongering and a way to control people, a way to have knowledge and power, maybe a way to communicate with non-human interdimensional beings that could further your gain and not others. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, but if in the beginning people had just been transparent about it, I think things would be a lot different.
Yeah, it's my understanding that the reticence to disclose began right after Roswell in 1947. And it was because the military said, hey, well, we're going to get some of our contractor partners to look into this. And what happens when you have the only access to something that nobody in the world has? Mm-hmm. Suddenly, you have something that could make you billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And then you just don't tell anybody about it.
You're the popular kid all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
A triangular UAP was observed hovering near intelligence collection vessels in the Pacific Ocean. The craft featured three bright points of light at its corners and rotated slowly along its horizontal axis. During this rotation, a horizontal bar across the UAP became partially visible, prompting analysts to speculate that it might function as a docking mechanism for smaller spherical objects. These smaller orbs were also detected in the vicinity, aligning with the UAP's position. Hovering at an altitude of approximately 500 to 1,000 meters above the ocean, the triangular UAP eventually disappeared without warning. Its proximity to intelligence-gathering vessels and deliberate behavior suggested a potential reconnaissance purpose.
Again, it's like, why would you go cruise over somebody's military facilities? And again, if you think, oh, yeah, right, y'all are crazy, this isn't aliens. Okay, well, then who's flying over our nuclear sites and military bases? Regardless, we need to know who this is.
If not aliens, I would say perhaps even scarier, because what's the scariest of all? Humans.
Yes. Yes.
The enemy that we know. So if this is another country that has this shit.
Yes.
But again, I think if it is, we would have already battled that out.
Yeah, I think it would have been leaked by now from another country.
Yeah, or like a war would have been, you know, I mean, we could have been obliterated if it was another country.
Yeah.
Same though for non-human entities.
Right.
If they wanted to take us out, they could, given
that's the concern.
Given the technology they have, it is concerning. However, is it also hopeful that they haven't yet? So there must be a reason they're keeping us around. I would say because our planet serves as resources to them, and we're fucking it all up with all of our bullshit. So that's why they keep coming around and flying over where we keep nuclear missiles and stuff to be like, we need those cows. Don't blow up your planet.
Not get the fuck off. But for real, you're right. And I think when you have that unknown threat is the biggest thing. It's like, well, what are they? Why are they here? And what do they want? And to just go, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's
it
nothing.
It's
nothing, though. It's nothing. It's like, you can say it's nothing. But again, I'm going to trust the people that we put in charge to fly the most expensive, intensely technologically advanced military aircraft. And if they're like, there's a fucking triangle in the sky with orbs attached to it. Like, again, who the
and
fuck
a docking
are you?
Station.
Who the fuck are you to go, nuh-uh, when you haven't seen shit about it?
No. And also, just because you deny it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Yeah, put your fingers in your ears and wait till they come and put their fingers in something else on
and
you.
Because your butthole.
You know? You know?
Those long ET fingers straight up.
They're like, am I not real now?
Like, goddamn, I should have believed you.
Do we not bleed?
I believe you. Sinisterhood will be right back.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
During the night, a triangular UAP was observed hovering at an altitude of less than 200 meters above a vessel in the Pacific Ocean. The craft remained stationary and exhibited no signs of interaction with the vessel or its crew. Remarkably, the vessel's crew appeared entirely unaware of the UAP's presence. The object's quiet and deliberate behavior strongly suggested advanced stealth capabilities. This encounter stood out due to the UAP's extreme proximity to the vessel, combined with its apparent lack of engagement or overt actions.
Right? It's like, what is scarier, that you just have a person standing and staring at you motionless and you didn't even know that they were there?
God have mercy.
Like, also,
it's just observing. It's just that they're like, hey, what are they doing down there? Just scanning some people, getting some readings.
Yeah, and then the concern is like, okay, well then why did our military not pick this up, you know, on radar or whatever else?
How was like a separate recording device able to pick it up, but the vessel right underneath this somehow went undetected?
And especially if it's the crew can't hear or see it, and that's what you hear with a lot of these things, is great acceleration with no sound. So again, it's like, it's just something we know on Earth. Okay, point to me the thing that can go Mach 1000, which nobody can do that without exploding, and make zero sound.
I can't point to that.
I can't.
In a separate incident over the Pacific Ocean, a large saucer-shaped UAP, estimated to measure between 200 and 400 meters in circumference, was observed emerging from a dense cloud formation. The craft demonstrated exceptional flight capabilities, including sudden accelerations and the ability to partially conceal itself within the cloud cover. Notably, at one point, the saucer executed a maneuver that appeared to indicate an awareness of being tracked. The UAP eventually ascended into the upper atmosphere before descending back into the clouds, effectively showcasing its capacity for evasive actions and advanced concealment.
Here's the thing. I've been seeing TikTok videos of people. There's one really good one out of South Philly, if I'm not mistaken, of a cloud that is moving, not like a cloud.
Not like clouds should move.
Up and down. It's pulsating. It's moving in shape. And someone in the comments goes, fucking finally, someone that can hold the camera and not fuck it up for all of us. Thank you. But the guy's just watching it like, what the fuck is that cloud doing? It's so weird.
I've seen it. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So this sort of tells us that there's some perhaps connection between these unidentified, you know, aerial phenomenon and clouds. Like, are they manipulating clouds? I don't think every cloud on Earth is something that's like, you know, an alien spaceship, but wouldn't it make sense if you're trying to hide in the sky? You're like, well, they seem to like the shapes of those fluffy things. We can just make ourselves look like that.
They're
like,
always laying on the ground, looking up, saying, look at that one. That one looks like a spaceship.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, they'll just think that we, you know, blend right in. I mean, it makes sense to me. Yeah. You're trying to hide.
It's like mimicry of any type of animal or thing. Like,
yeah.
You're camo. Like, this is something that's normal to their atmosphere and they wouldn't think anything of. So we're going to disguise ourselves like that. I also feel like it was a flex for this UAP to be like, oh, you're trying to track me? Zip, all the way up, all the way down. I'm gone. It's just like, watch me, bitch. I can do all sorts of things you can't.
We stan a UAP with sass. It's like...
A Navy P-8 Poseidon aircraft captured footage of a boomerang-shaped UAP hovering motionlessly at a stationary altitude. The object subsequently emitted a glowing sphere of light from the junction of its two, quote, wings. The sphere expanded outward, partially enveloping the UAP in a rotating field of light. The craft then executed advanced and unpredictable maneuvers before the footage ended abruptly, preventing any further observations or developments from being recorded.
And that's the other thing, too. I don't know if that's the case in this situation where the footage ends abruptly, but there have also been reports of when the UAP has been clocked by the avionics, that it causes malfunctions of the avionics. Like if one of the pilots locks a missile target on it, then suddenly when they go to launch the missile, it has been disabled somehow.
It already knew what you were going to do.
Yeah, it's a step ahead.
Your movements, yeah. Which, oh, no. I just realized that might mean that they can read our thoughts.
Pure of thought. Let's be pure of thought, or they can read it.
Because if you're in the fighter jet and you're like, I'm going to push this, and they already know you're about to do it, like, you know, they're faster than our thoughts to our extremities are. Our brain, they're faster They can read our brain faster than our brain can process things to do.
And perhaps the sphere that expanded outward and partially enveloped the UAP in the rotating field of light could explain that. If some interdimensional non-human intelligence was able to harness the concept of creating a different atmosphere within like a bubble field, because that would also, that's one of the hypotheses of like, how do you zip off so quickly, or how do you change it, altitude so quickly? And it is maybe something to that, like the pulsating shimmery light part of it is that it's kind of a, no, I'll say a force field for lack of a better
kinda,
term.
Yeah.
But yeah, but something around that. So if time is moving slower for them in that force field, which would allow them to travel at such fast speeds without like harm, then in theory, if the time was moving slower, they could kind of predict what you were going to do.
Oh my God.
It's like, yeah.
So they can time travel too.
That's sort
of even a thing.
One of the theories. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Perhaps it's us from the future. We'll talk about that next time. Room.
I feel like I could be trusted with this information.
I feel like I could not. So yeah, they should let you in. And then you would just be like, don't worry about it. Or you should be like, you should worry. Your prepping was right. Keep doing it.
I will let everyone know what, you know, without, I'll whistleblow as much as I can. Without getting exiled.
Here's what the DOD and the Pentagon don't understand, and I hope they're listening to this. The Judge Christie has global jurisdiction, Your Honor, including FISA courts, which is like the foreign like intelligence, like this most secret of secret, like terrorism intelligence courts. Like, I feel like Christie should be a FISA judge.
I feel like they're fucking up by not allowing me to be a part of this.
You're the key.
Cabal that knows all, the know-all cabal.
The know-all
cabal. I'm
going to
pitch that as our team name at our first meeting.
First of all, love that you're all here. First of all,
thank
we
you
need
for
a team
inviting.
Name. Yeah, thank you for having me. And they're like, we have our briefing documents. We need a name. And they're like, you know what? Close the document. We do need a name. You're the first one that said that. I'm glad we called her in here.
Thank
Things
you.
Things are changing around in
Thanks,
the Pentagon.
Yeah, I'm like, first, we need to work on team building, you guys, because they've got it. They're doing formations. Everyone's in a line. Everybody knows their role. I think first we got to do some trust falls, and then we're going to workshop this name.
It's like
throw out know-all cabal is the first one.
Know-all cabal. It's like Legally Blonde, but intelligence. It's like intelligently blonde. Like,
oh, and I'll take Luna with me instead of the little chihuahua. I'll just have Petal and guinea pigs as my little.
In your bag. You're like top secret security clearance. Like it's hard. I'm here for it.
And I'm going to need four other badges, three of them really tiny, one of them like medium sized.
Just a little guinea pig sized badges and a big ass one for Petal.
In October of 2017, during nighttime operations at a U.S. joint operations base in Iraq, military personnel recorded a peculiar UAP using FLIR technology. The object, described as jellyfish-like, exhibited transmedium, or moving seamlessly between air and water, capabilities by descending into a nearby body of water, remaining submerged for approximately 17 minutes, and then re-emerging before rapidly ascending out of the sensor's range. This incident was officially designated as a UAP by U.S. intelligence agencies. Well, this is one of the better known ones of recent years.
Yeah, it's the famous, you know, UAP jellyfish footage that one of the guys on that base said that it was like a ghost story of the base. Like, it's not a, you know, one-off sighting. It's weird how this thing moves.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't seem like a drone. Again, it's like all well and good if this is, you know, Earth-based technology. It's just weird looking to most all of us, which is fine because we're not all working in, you know, defense capabilities. But if it's not something the government owns, then it's really fucking low and close to an actual joint operations base in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a huge problem.
It, to me, looked like a transformer, like the things, the toy, not that is standing upright, almost just kind of moving at one steady speed, no wobbles.
Mm-mm.
And so it kind of looks mechanic, like a, honestly, like a spaceship, like some kind of like Star Wars or Star Trek type ship, but up and down.
Yeah, it's creepy to watch, especially, you know, any of that footage when it's like when you see, you know, a creepy monster in a horror movie moving in a non-human-like, uncanny way, it's like, oh, we know what drones look like. We know what helicopters, what airplanes look like. I think it still gives us that sick feeling when we're like, well, that's not what we usually see up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's like if you ran across an animal that you'd never seen before in the woods, you would have, like a cryptid, for example, you'd have a similar reaction. This is just in the sky, but also even scarier because why is it over a base in Iraq?
That close, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Pentagon has acknowledged awareness of the footage, but refrained from commenting on its authenticity, citing policies against discussing potential investigations. Marine Officer Michael Kinkoski, who was stationed at the base during the event, noted that the object was colloquially referred to as the
Spaghetti Monster
among personnel. He mentioned that the UAP was captured by an aerostat, a surveillance balloon equipped with cameras, and that the full video was promptly confiscated after the sighting.
So you've seen it enough to give it a nickname.
Yeah, and then somebody came in and said, we're going to need those tapes.
See, that's sort of what happens in all these cases. Mm-hmm. And it's not until push by push by push that it gets declassified for whatever purposes, and then once it's declassified, it becomes in the public eye, and then folks like Officer Sinkowski can come out and actually talk about it. Mm-hmm. But it's like a legend on this base, and you're like, so there's just Marines out there that come back from, you know, tour in Iraq and go like, what'd you see out there? And it's like, nothing. You wouldn't believe it. It's fine. I can't tell you.
Yeah. Like, and you're like, man, you wouldn't believe what I saw out there in at the front lines. And you're like, you wouldn't believe what we saw here just looking up at the sky one night.
The clouds are coming alive. Sinisterhood will be right back.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
An F-18 Super Hornet encountered a supersonic UAP while conducting a flight mission off the eastern seaboard. The UAP demonstrated highly advanced capabilities, including the ability to evade radar locks and execute high-speed maneuvers. At one point, the object passed dangerously close to the fighter's cockpit on its left side before accelerating rapidly into the sky. Data captured through FLIR footage and radar systems during the incident confirmed that the UAP exhibited speeds and flight characteristics far beyond those achievable with known technology.
Yeah, when you have a jet that can go the speed of sound and something, and which is like the fastest that we can, you know, that our generally accepted aircraft can travel right now, and you have something that just smokes its ass, again, we should care about what the hell that is.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous. It is a safety of flight risk for a pilot to have something maneuver that closely to their cockpit window and they're not able to engage it like they normally would with a target. Like if you go like, that's a insert enemy name here, company or not company, country's, you know, drone flying at them. Normally they just blast them out of the sky.
Yeah.
If their drones are so fast that they smoke our F-18s, again, what the fuck are these things?
Yeah. No, exactly. And what the fuck is behind the wheel, if anything?
Yeah.
Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it is like remotely controlled or just, you know, like a drone type situation. Mm-hmm. Or is something at the helm?
It's a little thing off of Men in Black, the little thing with the big bug eyes. It's like,
yeah,
I think but that's the one.
You're that pilot and that thing gets that close to you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How do you, I mean, to not just drop a load that weighs so much that you just crash right into the ocean is like, impressive. Like how you didn't do that. But then you're like, how do I go about my normal day just knowing that fucking thing somewhere?
Right. Or like, how do I take off for my next mission?
Yeah.
Knowing that the avionics I have, the weapons I have are no match for whatever the fuck wants to just pop out in a cuboid formation or make a little triangle and surround me and it can do whatever it wants to me.
I also think, and this is just my own belief, that once they've encountered you,
Yeah.
They know all about you. Like, you're in their database now. So, like, that pilot can be found wherever.
He's marked.
Yeah, they encounter them again. It's smart technology.
They encounter him again.
They're like, oh, yes, this was Jerry with wife and two kids. They already know all the shit about you. So a lot of people that claim that they have had encounters or been abducted say that they're revisited over and over again, so oftentimes through, like, generations in the same family. And people posit that it's because they are keeping track of bloodlines and and all sorts of DNA and whatnot. So once you're on their radar, literally and figuratively, I think, you know, you're just kind of like tagged. Like we would tag a shark to see what their swimming patterns is like.
Yeah, you're right. And I don't think that that's too off, you know, as far as a hypothesis, just given if you put yourself in the shoes of whatever this is, interdimensional, non-human, something from a different planet, from us from the future, I don't know. But when you see their behaviors, a lot of the times it matches up to stuff we would do. Like, you know, reviewing the bases, following the people, keeping a list, marking down specimens that have differences from each other and things like that. So that's kind of nerve-wracking because that means we're the monkeys at the zoo and somebody else is the zookeeper. And if it's anything like the Dallas Zoo, the monkey's about to get loose, baby. We're going to unlock the door and take off running. Oh, man.
A space-based surveillance platform recorded a tic-tac-shaped UAP in close proximity to a vessel, again in the ocean. The craft exhibited rapid movement through the observation field, with its trajectory aligning with electromagnetic transients detected by additional sensors in the area. Demonstrating a remarkable ability to evade engagement or interception, the UAP's behavior led analysts to speculate that its appearance may have been anticipated by intelligence networks. So again, they know that we're watching. We would be, I mean, just beyond ignorant to think, like, we can track these things. Or, like, it doesn't know that we're looking at them.
No.
If they're looking at us and we're looking at them, they know that they're... We're looking at them, you know, but they can look at us and we don't even know. Like, that's that shit.
Yes. They're just fucking staring at us. And then when we feel like we're tracking them, I feel like when we can track them, it's because they want to be tracked. Just given the very advanced technology and the capabilities that they have demonstrated, it's just quite frankly, like, egotistical and it's like human hubris to just be like, we're the smartest things. It's like, keep thinking that because they're coming.
Yeah. No, I think
coming.
if we are able to track them, I agree that it's, they don't mind for whatever reason that maybe we are for doing it right then. But if they've got this kind of technology, they don't make mistakes.
Doesn't seem like it.
Like,
no.
With their, I think everything is intentional that they do. So whatever happens during that, from our point of view, like, we were able to lock in on them. That's just because they were like, let him have one.
Right. Or they're like, oh, that one malfunctioned. Just let it go. It's fine.
While operating in the Pacific, flight deck personnel aboard a Nimitz-class aircraft carrier observed a small orange-red sphere hovering above the ship. The UAP's surface appeared dynamic, with the report saying that it was
roiling like the surface of the sun.
It descended from high altitude, maintaining a distance of 100 to 200 yards from the carrier, and matched the ship's speed. Observers reported experiencing a sense of altered time and detachment during the encounter. Without warning, the UAP ascended vertically at extreme speed and disappeared into the clouds.
Disappeared into the where? The clouds. They're using them both. From the clouds to the water. It's like they're two hiding places.
From the windows to the wall.
From the clouds to the water. To the roiling surface of the sun. Drip down my balls. Because that is another common report with some of these orbs, that it's not like a solid metal ball, but that it looks like it's liquid that's moving, similar
plasma
to
or something.
Yes, exactly. Similar to even the kids at the aerial school said that it was like a silver, but it looked like watery plasma. And in fact, some of the orbs that have been seen in the Bridgewater Triangle that we've talked about, the glowing orbs, they're like, they don't necessarily seem like just lights. They seem like they're moving.
Yeah. Like they're, non-human biological matter.
Yeah, some kind of big old jellyfish, mm-hmm. literally. Yeah, not like the robotic looking one we talked about before, but something that moves like mm-hmm. that. How you see those like deep sea videos of it moving, although it's just in the air.
Golly. An F-22 fighter jet on a routine surveillance mission in the Eastern Defense Sector encountered 3 to 6 metallic orbs. The orbs moved in a rigid formation, with one maintaining a distance of roughly 12 meters from the cockpit. UAPs displayed advanced maneuverability, evaded radar locks, and effectively boxed in the fighter. The F-22 was forced to retreat, with the UAPs maintaining a dominant position throughout the encounter.
This is the one.
Holy shit.
The reddest of flags.
Yeah. This one is scary because this is one of the only ones where they're like, they were threatening in a way.
Yes, that they wanted to force me to go where they wanted to force me to go. And again, I feel like when it's our billions of dollars with a B that's going into this, mm-hmm. we and our, at the very least, our elected representatives on our behalf are entitled to know, hey, those F-22 fighter jets that you spent $215 million on each are kind of worthless up against these balls.
Turns out, yeah.
And you're like, what do you mean? It got boxed in and it was dominated by 3 to 6 metal balls. Are you kidding me? And it's like, yeah, yeah, we didn't know what to do. 12 meters is not far from the cockpit. That is very close to be traveling next to an extremely dangerous fighter jet. These things don't give a fuck.
I'm going to again take the they come in peace route. Yes. And maybe, you know, kind of like herding cattle. Mm-hmm. They're just like redirecting the pilot to stay from a certain area. Like, yeah. you know, it wasn't as much threatening, like we're gonna, because again, if they wanted to do something, they could just shoot them down, right into them.
They could, and in some situations, jets have been going next to the UAPs. The UAPs kind of cut them off, and the jets will have set a course that's like, you know, somewhere else. The UAP is there waiting for them when they get to the other place and, you know, face to face with them. So again, if they wanted to head on collision, mm-hmm. you know, they wanted to kill us or kill one of our pilots, they could. And again, that is something we should all deeply care about as Americans, that our service people are in danger of this. And not just in the air, in the sea as well, in submarines.
And even if whatever is controlling these UAPs isn't a threat, like they don't intend to harm mm-hmm. us, mm-hmm. just the not knowing and the lack of knowledge surrounding mm-hmm. it from a human point of view mm-hmm. is dangerous, because mm-hmm. a fighter pilot, you can have all the training in the world. You get up there, this happens.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck to do. So then, I mean, you do panic. You lose control. You crash, you know? That is very scary. So even if the interdimensional beings don't want to harm us, and I don't think that they do, or they would have already, or mm-hmm. at least maybe they're biding their time. It's just not time yet.
They're ripe. We're ripening. They're waiting.
Oh, no. Yeah. But again, like, humans, we're our own worst mm-hmm. enemy. We're the ones that are mm-hmm. keeping, you know, the information away from our own that mm-hmm. is going to impact them negatively.
Yeah, no, I think it is a, you can all day long, you know, say, oh, it's, you know, sensitive secrets or defense or whatever. Fine. Don't tell me. I'm an idiot. Whatever. Tell the fucking person behind the wheel of the fighter, behind the yoke of the fighter jet, that you trust them enough to fly that thing, but you don't trust them enough to keep them safe by giving them information on what this may be and how you would be able to engage with it, because they're flat-footed. I mean, quite literally, they're like, what do I do? And you just maintain course and try your best. And then if they start to push you, you just go where they pushed you. And then again, we're now these balls, bitch.
They go where they push you. And where's that? Another dimension? And that's the last we ever see of you?
Land of the lost. Going down, there's still dinosaurs still alive. There's a crack in the earth. We're getting down there. It's like that TV show. There's waterfalls.
Oh, yeah. Late one night, ground personnel at a military airfield on the eastern seaboard reported a spherical UAP entering the perimeter. The object appeared as a blurry sphere surrounded by distorted light, creating a heat haze effect. It crossed a runway at low altitude, hovered over equipment, and moved toward a sensitive building. Personnel reported physical symptoms such as eye strain and headaches, as well as feelings of unease and dread. After spending 10 to 15 minutes in the area, UAP reversed its course and departed without further incident.
Yeah, I think if I saw a heat haze ball cross over a runway closely and then head towards a sensitive building and I helplessly watch slack-jawed, I would feel a sense of unease and dread as well. That's yeah. very natural.
I think anyone would. Sometimes people see them and feel a sense of calm or, mm-hmm. you know, like,
awe.
Yeah, awe, like almost like you're paralyzed just mm-hmm. not from fear, but just from like awestruck. Given the location of this, though, again, and the military personnel that's mm-hmm. observing this, when you give it that context, it's a bit different.
Yeah, especially if it heads right for the sensitive building, which again becomes the question, how does it know of all the buildings on the base, which one to head for?
Well, how does it know where to meet you, where or that you yeah. were about to push that button?
Yeah.
If they are moving at a different speed of time, then I think that opens up a whole other can of worms and questions. Mm-hmm. Or they're just highly intelligent beings that can almost predict your move before you've even done it.
True. Yeah. I mean, it's like you can watch a lion and kind of estimate where you think it might go or whatever. And what are we but just animals that are like, I'm special.
mm-hmm. No, exactly. That is all we are.
Sinister Hood will be right back.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The cumulative impact of these UAP reports and sightings on human observers is profound, spanning physical, psychological, and operational domains. Witnesses often experience a range of emotional and physiological effects, including unease, dread, eye strain, headaches, and altered perceptions of time, suggesting potential interactions with advanced technologies or unknown energy fields. The close encounters frequently disrupt routine operations, with UAPs demonstrating technological capabilities such as rapid acceleration, radar evasion, and precise maneuvering that far surpass current human innovations.
Yeah, I would feel all those things too. Like the, especially if they balls around these orbs or, you know, whatever the craft are, but they have these balls around them, whatever that is made out of, that allows them to manipulate our space-time and move in a way that's like way, way faster than anything we can move. I don't doubt that when a human body gets in close proximity to it, you would have a physiological effect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
something we've never seen before.
Yeah. It's made up of stuff that we can't relate to perhaps, or maybe it's made up of the same stuff we are. And it's just very advanced. But again, if the secrecy surrounding all of this and it was more transparent, perhaps that would assuage some of the fear, because when you don't know what you're dealing with, that is very scary. When you name something, then mm-hmm. you can start to formulate a plan of how to cope with it and address it.
That's a really good point, too. And I think you're right that that would alleviate some of the, post encounter psychological turmoil that I think a lot of these people, not necessarily the ones that have come forward to testify, which we'll talk about in the next episode, because I think they're also suffering because they're like, no, I fucking saw this and I'm coming mm-hmm. forward. But for every one whistleblower that came forward, and it's not really that many, you know, it's less than 10, I would say, that are credible, firsthand accounted with the high security clearance, have been asked to brief the House Intelligence and Senate Intelligence Committees. I think for every one of those handful that we have, there's probably hundreds mm-hmm. who firsthand experienced it that are at home with their heads in their hands, either yeah. going, I didn't ever want to talk about that. Oh my God, it's coming back. Or, oh my God, thank you. Finally, somebody yeah. is saying this.
Yeah. Or, oh my God, you shouldn't be opening your mouth because yeah. we all know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that doesn't happen. And I, just like with any thing where somebody starts to come forward and then you see more people come out, hopefully these whistleblowers' bravery will encourage others too.
Mm-hmm.
These incidents not only challenge our understanding of physics and engineering, but also raise questions about the intent and origins of these phenomena. The implications extend to national security, as the presence of UAPs near sensitive facilities, military vessels, and aircraft highlights vulnerabilities in airspace monitoring and defense systems. Collectively, these encounters emphasize the urgent need for systematic study, technological adaptation, and open dialogue to address the mysteries and potential risks posed by UAPs. When Grush testified back in 2023, then-Senator Marco Rubio, now the nominee to become Secretary of State, told News Nation,
"Most of the UAP whistleblowers have held very high security clearances and high positions within our government. So you do ask yourself, what incentive would so many people with that kind of qualification, these are serious people, what incentive would they have to come forward and make something up?"
Rubio also said that individuals with
high clearances and in high positions within our government
with
firsthand knowledge
of UAPs
were fearful of harm coming to them.
Even with that fear hanging over them, in November of 2024, four more experts were willing to testify before Congress, and what they said could change the nature of disclosure as we know it. So what do we think?
Well, just the report so far is extensive. I think the purpose of the report was because it doesn't come with any photos, right, or videos or whatever. I think the purpose of the report coming, the whistleblower working with Michael Schellenberger, the journalist, and Schellenberger says he, you know, double checked his sources. This person absolutely worked in the government, absolutely had high ranking security clearance, double checked to the extent possible these items. We'll talk about in part two, the 2 hours of testimony and like what from this has, you know, what the experts on the panel, including Schellenberger, had to say. But I think the idea with this report was not, this is the be-all, end-all, most amazing and clear UAP report. I think this is in response to, we can briefly touch on it now, but maybe we can talk about it more in part two, the Arrow report that came out earlier this year before there was a new head of this all-domain anomaly resolution organization, which we talked about in our prior episode. They had a report earlier that they were like, there's no UAPs, and we've never ever seen one, and there hasn't been one, and there aren't any. And what are you talking about? Nuh-uh. And you see whistleblowers like this go, oh, fuck you, man. I'm going to type this out and I'm going to send it to Congress. I'll show you. Especially when that is the people in charge of that are in cahoots with the Department of Defense, who has all said, stall them. We're a stalwart. Don't tell anybody. A big wall. No, nobody needs to know this. And so I feel like when you have reporting on this, which I've seen kind of 50-50, I've seen some mainstream media sort of take it seriously and be like, this is an interesting allegations to consider. They are from a whistleblower. I think that the mainstream media who's like, is Bigfoot real? What about Nessie? Think about aliens. Check out what the United States is talking about. Then you're doing a huge disservice to the US population. In fact, to the whole world. But I live here, so I give a shit about what happens to me. And that is, I don't want shit flying over our military and our nuclear bases and turning shit off that we might need to defend ourselves, whether it is from us from the future, another dimension, aliens, or Russia, China, North Korea. I don't fucking care who it is. It's like, please stop making this into a joke. And I think it's vital that we, as like, I think you and I are reasonably intelligent, you know, well-researched people that, you know, we pride ourselves on our reputation, that we don't just immediately laugh at something like this and go, okay, well, we're going to read it. We're going to review it. You know, we didn't just read this 12-page report. We watched the 2 hours of congressional footage. We watched the 90 minutes of the other guy testifying at the Senate, read Lou Elizondo's book, watched these docuseries. Like, we try to bring all of this together to say, like, this document doesn't exist in a vacuum. And it's offensive to all the people whose fucking careers have been ruined by coming forward with stuff like this, to go like, it's not even anything. And I've seen TikToks like that too, that's like, just another UAP report. They didn't even say anything, and they didn't say anything at the testimony. I'm like, you didn't watch it. You didn't read anything. Shut up. You're making it worse. Like, truly, shut the fuck up. Because ignoring intelligence dangers, the last time we did it, when we talked about in our NSA Utah data security episode, when the government was siloed information off from each other, 9/11 happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that to be dramatic. That's quite literally the reason why 9/11 happened, is that there was intelligence silos that they were hanging on to information for their own quite literal profit from mm-hmm. external contractors. So we're doing that again. And I hope that it is not a 9/11, and I hope it's not a fucking Independence Day situation. Like, yeah. It is serious. This is serious shit.
What if they're turning off the things to save us from ourselves?
Fine, do it. Keep doing it.
So, and again, this is just, I, maybe it's because I'm determined to get on that ship. So I really want them to know I am pro you, mm-hmm. whatever you are.
Yeah.
As long as you're cool with me, I'll be mm-hmm. cool with you. I just, now I've started thinking, well, either this has all been part of their plan, and eventually, you know, they'll make themselves known or take over or whatever. Or what I really think is they don't really give a shit about us. We're kind mm-hmm. of like, how often do you just like walk around thinking about the birds that fly around outside or the ants that crawl on the ground? Maybe if yeah. like one gets in your way or something. But, you know, for the most part, you're just like, yeah, those things do their things and I do my thing. Now, if ants started invading your house and eating all of your food, you're going to mm-hmm. call somebody to come exterminate them. Mm-hmm. So why are all these sightings like happening more and more recently? Is there a correlation between like what's going on like politically and, you know, mm-hmm. With various militaries from all over the world? I think possibly so. But I really do think that they just don't want us to fuck up there, because they yeah. they live here too, and yeah. they need the stuff that like is in the ocean or maybe grows in forest, whatever. I think mm-hmm. we're just resources for them. We happen to also be here, but we're destroying it, and so they got to be like, somebody go up there and turn that thing off, or they blow themselves up.
Like, shut them down, mm-hmm. shut them down. No, that's a good point. You don't consider, hey, there's like two or three birds in my yard, but if there were 50 birds in your yard, you're like, I got to get a pot and pan and start go out there and whack it, you know, make noise and scare.
Yeah, you'd be like,
and
why the fuck are there 50 birds in my yard? That's right? alarming.
And
yeah.
if you're doing something, you know, you're chasing them around trying to scare them, and the birds are like, fuck it, let's ride at this bitch and like attack her face. You got to. Bit of a Alfred Hitchcock scenario. So then you're having to fight birds. What's yeah. like, I feel like we're the birds, and just yeah. if they try to scare us off, maybe just be cool. But I think the issue is that our big bird, our main bird, knows.
Big bird.
They're supposed to be telling us what's going on, so we big know whether to fly off. It was Big Bird himself. He's like, I think we should be friends.
But, well, and you know what? Nobody believed in Snuffleupagus. They yeah. all thought he was a figment in Big Bird's imagination, and that's what the government is trying to do to these fighter pilots. They're like, right. Snuffleupagus doesn't exist. And they're like, I saw him. I talked to him. He visits me every day on Sesame Street. No, he doesn't. You've never seen him a day in your life.
Right. It makes, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in part two as well. But like, imagine you are like the top meteorologist for the Navy mm-hmm. and you see something and then you get told, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. And you're like, but I did though. And they're like, well, your emails have been deleted. So mm. where's your evidence? And then you go out to talk about it and people are like, well, you don't even have the emails to prove it. And you're like, well, that's because they took my emails.
It's honestly akin to an abusive relationship mm-hmm, mm-hmm. where some, you know, someone's gaslighting you and going into your things and changing, warping your reality to mm-hmm. make you look crazy. And you're like, I'm not though. And
yeah,
I'm not the only one that's claiming this. If it was one or two people, okay. You've got dozens and dozens of people mm-hmm. that claim this. And I agree with you that these are just the ones that have spoken out. The amount yeah. of people that have seen this that are too scared to, for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
who knows what that number is.
No, for sure. Well, and I think this report, it should serve as a demands list of the U.S. populace to say, at the very least, we want this documentation. We want to mm-hmm. see this footage. This whistleblower says that there's a DOD server with at least, you know, we didn't even, I don't know if we did quite all of the ones that are covered in the report, but a good chunk of them.
Yeah, it's like the top ones. Yeah.
Yeah, the top ones. It's like, you know, at least the top 10 of these we want to see the footage of, because for every blurry, shitty video we have, there exists high quality footage of this, but the people that have worked there have gone on congressional record at very great risk to themselves, personally, professionally, and have said, it is taken from us. Mm-hmm. We cannot share this.
So where is it?
Well, part two, we're going to talk to you about the congressional hearings. We'll talk to you about Lou Elizondo's book, Imminent, which has jaw-dropping information that ties in with all of this. There's nothing to dispute what's in the Immaculate Constellation report, as well as we'll get into what the fuck's been going on these past few days.
Right?
Been 1,000 sightings.
Also, we'll talk about Alien Investigation on Netflix. And
that's right.
If you haven't watched that series yet, go watch it because there's a lot of new information. It's what I appreciate is that it's taken seriously and, you know, people aren't shamed for coming forward, but it also makes a ton of sense. And like Randall Nickerson was saying too, like people have been saying this for centuries, you know, I mean, there's cave drawings of aliens and stuff. Mm-hmm. So whatever you might call them, angels, aliens, UFOs, orbs, whatever, have they been the same thing all along?
Yeah, that's becomes the question. So some people in the high ranks of the U.S. government do think that they're angels, and we'll talk about that in part two and why that is one of the reasons why we don't know what the fuck they are. Mm-hmm. It's because they think they already know. So stay tuned for that. Keep your eye on the sky, folks. And if you've had seen any of these orbs, if you are a service member, thanks for your service. Sorry that the government doesn't give a fuck about validating your lived experience. But if you want to share it with us, send them in to sinisterhead.com/Freaky Friday. We're happy to to quote the Ghostbusters, we believe you.
Oh, yeah. I was going to quote X-Files and say the truth is out there.
And the truth
Both
is out
great,
there.
Great quotes to end on. But for sure, if you, we'll do a whole Freaky Friday that's just
Hundo P.
alien sightings. So we've gotten a couple in, but if you've been holding on to something or maybe you've seen something recently, please send it in.
Absolutely.
If you like our free episodes, you'll love our Patreon bonus content. You can join for free just to see what we're up to next. We also throw you an archived bonus content once a month just for joining for free. And a couple times a year, we have all member passes. Like, for example, our Hallmark After Dark coming up. You can also join at one of our tiers and get into over 900 hours of segments like Judge Christie, True Crime Headlines, Heather Saves, Am I the Asshole? The list goes on and on.
On and on. And Christy, I have a question. What gift could you give a person that would keep being a gift, keep arriving in their inbox weekly for 52 whole weeks?
I think a gift to our Patreon, a subscription, would do just that.
That's fucking right. And you're not only that, whenever you gift a subscription to Patreon, and you can gift an annual subscription to where the person, not you paying for it, you get them 12 months for the price of 11 months. So you're getting a deal there. Mm-hmm. Plus, you're not only just giving them access to what we said before, our weekly bonus content, but they also get ad-free episodes, monthly live stream Q&As, quarterly live bonus content, monthly minisodes like our upcoming Boeing whistleblower minisode we just recorded, merch discounts all year long, as well as the community of the best listeners on the whole internet. So you're also giving them friends is another great gift and community and compassion.
For real. The community is every day something happens on Facebook, Patreon, Discord, something where I'm just like, you guys are so fucking nice.
Y'all are the best. They're the best.
They
the
are.
Best.
Well, for recent patrons, thank you so much for supporting the show, and make sure you stick around after our sign-offs to hear your shout-out.
Well, if they already have a Patreon subscription and you need to get them something else for this holiday season, head over to sinisterhood.com, click shop on the top banner, and gift the Sinisterhood merch for the fan in your life, including t-shirts, mugs, totes, stickers, and even clothes for your kiddos. Like great stocking stuffers with like a mug or a water bottle or a hat. I'm wearing this beanie right now.
Super cute.
It's toasty warm with a nice purple logo. But any of that would be a beautiful thing under the tree this
Absolutely.
Season.
While you're on our website, you can also review the show, follow us on socials, and check out the episode description for sources used during our research. You'll also find fun things like topic-based playlists.
You can follow us on Instagram and Threads at Sinisterhood Pod. Like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. You can watch full video versions of our Wednesday episodes on YouTube. They're ad-free over on Patreon as well. And watch clips of the show on TikTok. And don't forget, head over
oh my
to
God.
Cameo.com and order your custom video shout out. Shout out to
y'all. Don't even know what has entered our lives and therefore has entered the Cameo menagerie of things to provide.
Truly, our friend Suzanne, our dear Patreon friend, said in her Cameo description, whatever you want to do. And what ended up being what we wanted to do is our other friend, Erin, who made it happen. She sent a full-size McGruff head and gloves to my mom's house. My mom gave it to me on Thanksgiving. That's the best to be like, here's the keys. It's in the trunk.
Thanksgiving.
So when Suzanne said, do whatever you want, I put the McGruff head on. I will say there's no oxygen inside of it.
No, you were like, hurry, hit record. I'm going to pass out.
No joke. There's a fan in its muzzle. And I was like, oh, it's for temperature control. No, it's for oxygen. And it is not functioning right now. But I did a little dance. I have my, there's a trench coat involved. So that's up for grabs. We got to charge extra for the McGruff head because it's so heavy. Might.
Yeah, no. And also, you have to like bring it over here. It's the whole fucking thing.
It's just in my trunk right now. Why would I take it out? It's going to go back over there.
Man, I don't want to put out the universe that you're going to get pulled over. No. But imagine you do. They're like, ma'am, we're going to have to look in your trunk.
No, you will not. I'm like, I do not consent. And then I have the puppet McGruff in a bag and the head of the McGruff bigger.
They're like, do you have some kind of weird obsession with McGruff the crime dog?
I just go, you can't arrest me. Double jeopardy. And then they leave and then I'm fine. So if you want either puppet-sized McGruff or full head-sized McGruff, go to cameo.com/sinisterhood and we'd love to make your dream come true.
Please do.
Where can people find you online?
I'm on Instagram and Threads at Christy M. Wallace and TikTok at Christy or GTFO. Heather?
You can find me on the internet at Heather versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for supporting the show on Patreon. Here are your special Patreon shoutouts: Cassie Cox,
Megan Binney,
Memento Mori,
Rachel Maines,
Electra Goose,
Harriet,
Kendall,
Heather Holland,
Jess Kinzer,
Teresa Powell,
Rose Leese,
and Izzy. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We could not do this without you. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. We hope we pronounce your names correctly. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep it creepy.
We're coming.
Sinister.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.